Hello and welcome to another podcast from BetfairTradingCommunity.com with your host Martin. Today we are going to talk over 1.5 goals. You know, this is a really, really popular market on Betfair and somewhat surprising because you'd kind of expect over 2.5 to maybe more popular because of the fact the odds are closer to evens on both sides. People really like over 1.5 goals. I think because the odds are short enough that you can have a high strike rate on it, so you're going to win most of your trades if you're backing over 1.5 goals. But also because you can't really back over 0.5 just from the start of the match, the odds are way too short. And some people could argue that the odds of 1.5 are too short as well, but I think they're more palatable than 0.5. And I think they're kind of in a range where people are willing to accept. Especially if you look at something like, so for instance, a lot of people have had a lot of success with Ryan's split stake strategy. And if you don't know what that is, I'm not going to go through the selection criteria right now. It's on the Betfair Trading Community software. I'll talk to you about the how to actually execute the strategy. So at 30 minutes, if the scoreline is 0-0, Ryan backs over 1.5 goals for half of his stake, so 50% of a normal stake. Then at 50 minutes, he does the same thing if it's still 0-0, again, at the higher odds. And then if it's still 0-0 at 70 minutes, he'll take a loss. But if there's a goal between 30 and 70 minutes, he takes a profit. And I know a lot of you guys have done really well from this strategy. Alan, in particular, did really well with it and actually used to share some stats with me kind of on the hits you take if you lose and things like that. So that was really actually appreciated, Alan. So one thing that's interesting here is that over 1.5 goals is the kind of market where you can trade it. You know, unlike, I mean, we talked a couple of weeks ago about over under 0.5 goals, where there's not much of a trading angle because once a goal goes in, the trade is finished. Whatever you're doing on it, if there's a goal, your trade is dead. Could be a good thing if you've backed over 0.5. Obviously, if you backed under 0.5, it's not a great thing. With over 1.5, if a goal goes in, you're not dead. You still have a lifeline either way. So when you're thinking about it, and we're specifically looking at overs today, actually, from a trading point of view, where would you use this? Because you might go, well, yeah, but if I'm backing overs, that's not as interesting because I'm not going to need to recover. If there's a goal, that's a good thing, right? Okay, cool. Here's two possible angles. If there's a goal, you can green up. Most of the time, if there's a goal in over 1.5 goals market, you will have the opportunity to green up. You know, especially, let's say it's in some point in the first half, which most games have a goal in the first half, right? I think we understand that. So let's say your goal, well, you're going to be able to green up. Okay, almost assuredly. Unless maybe if it's in the 45th minute, it might be more marginal, but you should be able to green up, especially if it's kind of, let's say it's at the midpoint of the first half, you will be able to green up on your trade. And that's the good thing about over under 1.5 goals. People like that opportunity to green up. And on the other side of it, obviously, if you're going for unders, which we're not focusing on today, you can still recover. You know, you've still got an option. You either take a loss or you let it run for a while and try and take a smaller loss later on, or you let it run and try and win if the result stays 1-0 to either team. Now, the important thing, and this is going to sound quite obvious, but I think people lose track of this a lot. When you're trading over 1.5 goals, the important thing to remember is you need two goals to win. Right? If you are set and forget betting this, or if you're betting this, you need two goals for the full trade to win. And I feel like a lot of people forget this, and that's why they get a bit stuck. So, for instance, I'll give you an example of this. Like I say, someone like Alan, who's done really well on Ryan's split stake, right, over the years, he understood that you take a loss at 70 minutes on that strategy. Now, a lot of you guys might go to me, well, Martin, why would you take a loss at 70 minutes? Lots of goals are scored later on in games. That's true. But here's why you do it. Because you need two goals, right? If, let's say you're trading over 1.5 goals and you're looking at a loss at 70 minutes, but it's not an astronomical loss. And then you leave it in because you go, well, there's late goals. And then a goal comes in the 90th minute. The odds are still going to be bad for over 1.5 goals because one goal is not enough. So at that point, one goal is not going to swing the trade enough in your favour that you'll make a profit. And therefore, taking a loss does make sense. Now, if you backed, obviously, a second half goal, you'd be mad, in my opinion, to trade out after 70 minutes. But in that spot, I think it's absolutely warranted. Now, if you're watching a game and you think there's definitely going to be a goal in the next couple of minutes, okay, stay in. That's the kind of flexibility that Betfair Trading allows you and the over 1.5 goal market allows you. And if you are watching a game, if you can see that a goal is coming, then sure, you might not want to take a loss in that spot. But again, that's interpretation, that's opinion. What I'm working with here is a set structure, and the reason is that most of you, when you're trading, aren't watching the matches that you're trading. You know, because let's face it, if we're trying to trade, say, 50 matches in a week on average, are you going to watch 50 football matches? I mean, capacity-wise, what's the absolute maximum you could watch? Maybe 20 a week. And even at that point, if you've got 6 hours, you know, 6 hours, 3 days a week to watch football, then good luck to you, because most of us haven't, right? So that's what I'd kind of think about, where I go, hang on a second, I could watch maybe 20 matches a week, but that's like, what, with extra time and stuff now, what's that, 40 hours a week? That's a full-time job, watching football. Now, if you're making good money from it, fine, and that's what you want to do. That's a lot of football to watch. That might wear you. It might wear you a bit thin, you know. And you certainly won't be able to do any other job around it, would you? So yeah, most of you aren't going to be watching every single match that you're trading. So I think these plans, these kind of structures, make a lot of sense. And you know, you can use in-play stats, of course. You can. I mean, Bet365 is a brilliant free resource that gives you all the stats you really need. And I look at that quite a lot when I'm looking for over 1.5 goal trades. The thing is, what you want to look for with a trade like that is, how many times have teams had under 1.5 goals? Let's say for the home team, we do this a lot with our Betfair Trading Community software. How many times has the home team had under 1.5 goals in the last 10 games? And how many times has the away team had the same in their last 10 away games? And then look at that and go, wow, if that's super unlikely. Like, I had a game this week, Portsmouth versus Derby, and it said only 5% of their games had been under 1.5 goals. And I couldn't actually believe that. And then it said 0% of those games had not had a first half goal. And again, I was like, wow. That is one of the strongest football stat matches you are ever going to get. And I actually did a couple of videos on it. I'm not sure if those will have been released yet, because I'm quite ahead of schedule on YouTube. But yeah, I actually live traded it. So, and I even wrote about it in the forum. So you guys knew it wasn't after timing or anything like that. When you see these stats highlights and they're presented to you, and thankfully, because of the stats highlights email from Betfair Trading Community, I'm able to see these really easily now, then you can go and delve into the match a little bit deeper. And what's interesting for me there was that you could back over 1.5 goals. I can't remember what the specific price was at the start of the match, but you could also go for higher goals. You could go for over 1.5 first half goals. You know, actually, that trade would have won, because there was two goals in 8 minutes in that match. It was an easy winner. And there will be times where you see those opportunities, okay? And it's working out how to make the most of them. Now, you might say to me, well, I want to get big odds on over 1.5. I don't want to back at short odds. Okay, cool. You're going to have to wait till later in the game. And the other thing you're going to have to do is understand that lots of the matches that you pick will have a goal before you can trade them. So that's one thing about Ryan's split stake that some people don't like, is that you know, a lot of the games are having goals before 30 minutes. Now, I imagine there's a way of making money out of that on the first half goal market. Maybe you backed over 1.5 first half goals, for instance. So it's still a 1.5 strategy. If you're making the first half, there's a goal before 30 minutes, you're going to cash in. You're going to be able to take a nice, healthy profit. You know, I think, in fact, on the game where we backed over 2.5 first half goals, at big odds, I think the odds were about 6.8 on that match, within 8 minutes it was trading at heavy odds on, because they'd had two goals in 8 minutes. But it's seeing those stats, it's using the pre-match research, and then basically using that to trade. And like with a lot of these things, look for value. Why did this Portsmouth Derby match appeal to me? Well, I can't remember the exact over 2.5 was. I think they're around 1.25, which is fairly average, but it wasn't super short. You know, here's a match where 19 of the last 20 games, you know, so out of Portsmouth's last 10 home games and Derby's 10 away games, had over 1.5 goals. And yet, on something that's happened 95% of the time recently, you're going to give me odds of 1.25? Sure, it's short, but I'll take that all day. And then I'll also look at the first half goal one, which I think was around 2.6. I can't remember exactly. You're going to give me 2.6 when there's been zero games where there hasn't been a first half goal. And I think something like 75% of them had two or more. So sometimes these things will glare out at you and others they won't. But finding value is important. To me, that match was clear value, right? And I don't think that's really disputable. Whether you like the odds or not, that's up to you. And whether you want to trade that odds range, that is absolutely up to you. Now, that's got nothing to do with value. See, people often get confused between the two. They think value is just, well, big odds is value. No, it's not, right? If I give you 100-1 on something, you might sit there right now and go, that's a nice price, that. But what if it was on me to win Wimbledon? It's a horrific price. You should be laying that all day long. But the reality is that often we see big odds and we just think, well, that's good then. It always gets me on TalkSport. I listen to TalkSport quite a lot. And they get these, I don't even know where they get these guys. I really don't. Like, no offence to them. But they get these kind of experts. I'm saying that in those kind of finger quotes, but you can't see that obviously on this podcast. But they get these experts who, you know, actually work for the company that are trying to take your money, which always makes me laugh. And now, whatever the thing is, they'll go, oh, this is 4-1. That's a good price, isn't it? And it's like, is it? Is it really? Because ultimately, well, A, bookmakers don't give better prices than Betfair in general, so it's probably not a good price. And B, a lot of the time, there's a reason it's 4-1. You know, what is it a value play? Why is that a value play? And often we get confused and we think the bigger the odds, the more value it is. But actually, it's much more about what's the percentage chance of this outcome happening, and then looking at the odds and seeing how the two intertwine. That is the absolute key, and a lot of people lose sight of that. So, you know, just be really careful, because I think sometimes there's misinformation about value out there and people don't fully understand it. But that's one way to start to think about value is what's the percentage chance of something happening? And what do the odds say? And if the odds differ, how can I take advantage of that? And that's a really good starting block with any kind of trading. And I know that I kind of bang on the value drum a lot. I talk extensively about value in trading. But that's what will make you the money in the long term. You know, if I'd seen this Portsmouth Derby match, and again, this is really important when you're trading over 1.5 goals, and the odds are 1.05 pre-match, I wouldn't have gone near it. Even 1.1 is thin. Right? And you might say, well, 1.1 is the value if 19 out of 20 results have had it. Maybe. But you have to put a little bit of allowances for, well, let's imagine only 18 out of 20 had had it. Suddenly 1.1 isn't value. You know, so giving yourself a match or two comfort zone and then working out the value even if one of the results hadn't gone that way, that can really help you work out whether you've got an edge. And in this case, the price was fine. mean, it's not the biggest price in the world, but for 1.25, go and look at the over 1.5 market. Go and look at it for Man City's game at the weekend and see how short it is then. In fact, I'm going to do that right now. Let's do that right now on this podcast, because I think this stuff's really interesting to look at. Because you could look at 1.25 and go, oh, I'm not really sure about that. Man City aren't playing FA Cup at the weekend, so the odds might actually be a bit bigger than usual on over 1.25. Actually, it doesn't really matter. That's the other thing some people get a bit confused about with, well, what's over 1.5? I don't really, why 0.5? Well, it could be anything. It could be over 1.01. It doesn't really matter. Basically, you just have to get two goals for it to win or have two goals for it to lose. And that's something that's, again, is important to remember. So going here, and yeah, Man City is 1.2 for over 1.5 goals. And that's in a cup game, where cup games are often quite slow, can often be a bit dull affairs, especially as you get towards semi-finals and finals. So hopefully I've given you some good information there about trading over 1.5 goals, the kinds of things to look for. You want teams that don't tend to have over 1.5 goals very often, but you want a high strike rate on that. You might look at it and go, wow, they 75% of the time they don't have over 1.5 goals. Oh, they have 1.05 goals. That's cool. So it wins 75% of the time. That's actually not that great a strike rate for over 1.5. So always be aware of what strike rate you need to be profitable. And then again, work the odds into the percentage chance of it happening. And that's how you will figure that stuff out. Like I said, I hope this has helped you guys. Thanks for listening to this guide on how to trade over 1.5 goals. Don't be afraid to try it out. Don't be afraid to wait for bigger odds if you want to. But if you don't think a match is value early on, you know, let's look at it this way. Portsmouth Derby. If it was 1.1, what would I have done? Because someone will say to me, Martin, how will you trade this in play? I won't. It's too short. So let's say it gets to 15, 20 minutes in and the odds get to 1.25. It doesn't become more attractive to me because the odds are only bigger because the time has gone by. And because the time has gone by, actually, it lessens the chance of the outcome happening. That's why you're getting bigger odds. So I don't mind you getting bigger odds if you think something's value at the start. So let's say you thought Portsmouth were value at 1.25 at kickoff. Suddenly it's 1.5 after, I don't know, 30 minutes, something like that. Well, yeah, that's still value. So get on it, because you thought it was value at the start. And if you want the bigger odds, great. But if it's not value, don't just take the odds later on, because they're the odds you would have backed at pre-match, because the match will have less time to play and therefore there's less chance of a goal. And you have to be aware of that, because I think sometimes people forget that. And I'll go, are you trading that match? No, I don't really like the price. Okay, cool. But I'm going to get in later in the game when the price gets bigger. Why? If you didn't think it was value at kickoff, why would it suddenly be value at 20 minutes? When you think about it mathematically, it doesn't make sense, because there's less chance, because there's 20 minutes of the match has gone. So you've got less time to actually score those two goals. So a little bit of food for thought there. And that's something really good that, you know, I want to talk about. As ever, you know, give my little warning on this podcast. Because someone asked me about this week. Jack said, he got caught out by something on one of those free sites. And he said to me, how do you avoid the people? How do you know who to dodge? And, you know, the answer's really clear. People who won't show their face to you or won't tell you their name are dodgy. They've got something to hide. It's pretty obvious, right? Which is why I've always been a big advocate. And sometimes people have used it as a bit of a stick to beat me with. But I've always been an advocate of sharing my name, my face, who I am. You know pretty much all about me on this podcast. Same with Ryan and Adam. And, you know, we love that. We love the fact that, because it's real relationship. You know, we've met up with so many of you guys for coffee. We have such a great time, you know, liaising with our members, chatting to our members. If you're not a part of Betfair Trading Community, come and join it. You know, there's other stuff out there. There might even be cheaper stuff out there, but it's just not as good. Come and join the best thing. Get involved with that and actually learn to trade properly, because this is what will really give you the chance to make money trading on Betfair. All right, guys. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. Peace out, and hope you make some money trading on Betfair.